something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What is wax off?
All the LSU fans.
Payola.
Congratulations.
Kansas.
Correct.
I don't know if you pronounce
Potato.
It correctly. Payola. There are a lot of Wichita people checking in.
Thank you.
That's how you pronounce that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that might be where James Johann lives.
Yeah, he does live over on that side right now. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the Kansas side, isn't he?
You see, he lived in his uncle's garage. Remember that?
Is he still?
He was sounded pretty depressed about it last time we talked to him.
He had a picture on Facebook the other night. It was from his backyard. A pretty sunset.
Well, could be his uncle's backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds weird. Why do I think it's a euphemism? In your uncle's backyard last night. That'd be kind of weird.
View was great.
I've always thought that would be the, because I was watching a lot of the Weather Channel with all the weather activity going on east of the Mississippi over the weekend.
I'm sure you were, yeah.
And you got to learn how to pronounce those town names right, or the locals will yell at you.
Well, that's where McPherson started out.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We got yelled at for that because...
We called him McPherson.
When we first got on the air.
13 years ago, we on the air at T95,
a little over 13 years ago.
Of saying McPherson.
Yeah, of looking at
And they just laughed at us. It's no. McPherson.
Yeah, foreigner. That's McPherson.
And El Dorado.
Right.
That's El Dorado.
Say it right.
But if you're one of them AccuWeather or Weather Channel meteorologists, you got to learn that from all over the country.
Yeah.
Or you got to have a guy on the phone making sure he's getting the pronunciations correctly into you.
It's still Dick's Notch, no matter what, right?
Dick's Notch.
That's yeah. You can't pronounce anything different.
I think if you're there and if you're on those weather channels, you don't know how to pronounce it, just skip the weather for there.
Right, man.
Yeah. There's a storm, but I don't know how to say that.
That's a tornado bearing down on. I don't want to mispronounce
bearing down
the
Dick's
name
Notch.
Of the town,
I would just say Dick's Notch all the time.
It's right around here.
Yeah.
As you can see here, it's bearing down on this town.
Yeah. So I think you've got to be pretty well versed in the geography if you want to be a on-camera meteorologist.
Yeah. You missed your calling, Todd. You should have been a weatherman.
No. There's a lot of math involved.
Yeah, I know.
I checked into it. Believe me. I looked into that. And I wanted to be an astronomer.
Mm-hmm.
Too much math. I liked. I did a chemistry class in college. Too much math.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Forest ranger? Too much math?
I didn't check into that, although they do have a good forest ranger school in North Dakota, but forest rangers don't get paid.
No, they don't.
But you get that cool hat.
You get a cool hat and a Jeep.
Right.
Get to drive around.
It's worth its weight in gold.
Get high.
If you're in the national forest, you stumble across, like a meth dealer who will kill you. And
They do that.
It's not worth it to go after a meth dealer when you're making $36,000 a year.
No.
It's not worth risking your life.
Mm-mm. You don't want to get blood on that hat.
No. Picture Todd in a forest ranger outfit with the shorts. Summertime.
Right.
July forest ranger.
That's where I think I would be summarily rejected because I couldn't pull off the hat. They would say, you look silly in that hat.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the, it's got to be part of the interview process.
But you wouldn't pass the drug test either, man. You can't be a forest ranger and test positive for weed, I'm sure.
Oh, probably not.
No.
Although, I don't think a lot of people are clamoring for that job anymore, so
no. Maybe
they've loosened the restrictions there a little bit. Especially if you're in the National Forest of...
Forest Ranger Todd.
Oregon,
they would call
Colorado,
you Todd, too.
Every damn Western
because
state.
You'd be the friendly forest ranger that comes to the house of the schools and stuff and talks to the kids. That's Forest Ranger Todd.
This is a pine tree.
Doesn't he look good and brown?
Hi, Forest Ranger Todd. Combine your two passions, forest ranging and broadcasting. You can have a Forest Ranger Todd Saturday morning show.
You could still be on the radio and just be on your belt.
There you go.
Or broadcast from different forests all over the country.
Right. That'd be great. That sounds great.
I could be the ambassador of the National Forest.
People have been wanting that. They've been looking for that show.
I think you ended up in the right gig.
Yeah, and that signal goes a long way.
Well, you can do anything from anywhere now with the internet.
Plus, what did you want to do before radio? Anything?
No.
Did you think anything in high school besides radio?
No, I don't remember the specific moment that I landed on wanting to do radio.
But you knew you had nothing else before that you wanted to do.
No,
right?
I went to college my freshman year intending on this.
Yeah, I got it. Right.
I don't know why.
I mean, you're right. I mean, everybody wants to be a. Everybody says earlier stuff they want to be a sports hero or something like that. But I mean, the first thing you can think of, what do you want to be? It's usually not what you want to be. What you end up being, obviously.
Yeah, I wanted to be Bo Jackson. Did you really? You can't be another person.
No.
You're not black.
Save the Bo Jackson talk. You want to be the next hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Next hour, more Bo Jackson talk.
I'm looking forward to that.
He's Greg? Not.
You should be.
It is Dave Grohl's birthday today.
Mm-hmm. Great drummer.
It is LL Cool J's birthday today. Uh-oh. Who's older, LL Cool J or Dave Grohl?
I want to say LL Cool J. Grohl was young. He was really young in that band. In Nirvana.
Yeah, I'm leaning toward LL Cool J.
LL is 52 today.
Oh, it's going to be close.
Yeah. Dave Grohl, 51 today.
Yes.
Good win.
We're having a good season win. So far.
I get so nervous.
I know. You should.
It matters, man.
You're in a game now.
Every win matters.
We forget about it, but it matters at the time.
Well, Dave Grohl could have been older.
He could have
been. I had no idea.
You never idea? All right.
I was just going on the fact that LL was famous towards the end of the 80s, and, you know, Dave didn't hit till the early 90s.
And Conor McGregor says he's open to fighting Floyd Mayweather
again.
Are people wanting that?
I'm not aware of
it. No, I think so. He'll get beat again.
The first one was kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah, the boxer wins that fight.
We all knew that the boxer was going to win the boxing match.
Right, the boxer wins the boxing match.
And then when he did win the boxing
match. And he played with them to make it longer, by the way. It could have been over quicker.
Yeah. And somehow McGregor got people to believe that he could win that.
Just idiot MMA freaks that think, you're going to go in there and kick him. You can't kick him. You can't kick him.
That would be so
frustrating. Boxers win boxing matches. That's why they become boxers. They get the quickest hands.
Well, and I think it was even written into the contract that not only would he have lost the fight if he'd have gone MMA style, he would have lost money.
Money, right.
And that's what really counts.
To him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're going to make more money doing a boxing match.
Oh, yeah, that's why he wants to do it again. It's a fortune they made.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to get the pub. I mean, there was actual people believing that Mayweather could win.
McGregor?
Excuse me. They did a tour, and everybody, all the knotheads showed up and said, "Yeah!" All the guys with busted up ears are saying, "Yeah, he's going to kick his ass." Now he got beat.
Cauliflower ear.
Easily.
Club.
Yeah.
Wasn't there time where
somebody's going to kick my ass? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
The USC was throwing around a little more money, and they don't do it as much now.
Not anything. Not anywhere near pay per view boxing.
No,
nothing. Mm-mm. He gets those guys in those contracts. You know, boxers are still independent guys. You know, they are independent.
Oh, no. They're tied with Bob Arum and whatnot.
No, but they're not signed by what's his face, who runs the whole fight. Yeah, they fight their fight. They fight when they want to fight.
I just read about a guy who got signed up with Bob Arum's group.
Oh, I know you're getting paid. I know that, but you know, Bud Crawford fights when Bud Crawford wants to fight. These other guys are signed fights.
Yeah, they got to do, you know, the
MMA guys.
Unless they get into a position where they can call their own shots.
Oh, some of them do a little bit.
A select number of people.
Oh, they're bigger than that, but they don't make, still not boxing money.
Control their own destiny.
Look what Mayweather makes. What, $80 million a year? He fights twice.
Yeah, more than that.
Exactly.
More than that.
That's a different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the biggest money-making athletes every year are usually boxers.
Well, it's Mayweather.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Mayweather's consistently top 3 to 5.
Right. His middle name is money.
Right.
In a sport that is in great decline.
Yeah, total.
But we
still all pay for those fights. Still happens.
I think McGregor's fighting this week.
I'd rather watch boxing than MMA any day. Any day. But, you know, a lot of MMA.
Boy, I'm ringside to some.
MMA
stuff.
I don't mind MMA.
That is amazing.
I don't mind it.
Those guys are just badasses.
Oh, they're total badasses.
Yeah, they are.
It's just too brutal for
me.
Even
the amateur guys.
Oh, they're total badasses.
My goodness.
We've seen how they're in shape and how they beat each other up.
I think
they
have to put in every bit of conditioning as a boxer would.
Oh,
totally. But I also think that a lot of people think it's too brutal. They don't watch it. I mean, that's really what it is.
At Kinkley.com. They talked to experts and asked the sex experts what the sex experts thought the biggest sex and sexual wellness trends of 2020 will be.
I told you, just butt stuff.
Next story.
Not an expert, I'm guessing. But I guess we could ask others if Nick is an expert.
Yep.
Yeah, she would say no.
What is wax off?
That, he's an expert. Some of the answers of the biggest sex and sexual wellness trends of 020 from the experts, according to Kinkley.com. Susanna Weiss, a sex writer and certified sex educator, says that she thinks that audio porn will be a major sex trend in 020.
I love that group.
Audio porn was big before you could get porn on your phone. I mean, I remember having a buddy's mine had a cassette tape of some audio porn. It was just a girl going off, you know, with a guy, and it's like, and at the time, it was like, hey, this is really hot listening to this, but it's like, it's not porn.
Well, some of these are stories.
All the
is
stories.
What she's talking about. Erotica.
This is a chick moaning.
Who's, oh, no, this is more than that. Right?
Who's so, your band, audio porn push?
It's Chris Cornell and the guys from Rage.
Right. Yeah, Tom Morello.
Tom Morello and all, yeah.
Other members of Rage Against the Machine.
A couple of apps they mention
like
here.
Guys.
Bringing sexy stories to people's phones. They say that these stories are in part a reaction against male-centered mainstream porn, giving people a way to engage with their sexuality that's less influenced by the male-centered mainstream porn. That's one of the sex trends.
I got it. It's just more romantic, storytelling,
yeah,
right?
Because it's has to do with some imagination.
Right.
You have to visualize yourself.
Plus, this is some guy getting serviced, you know?
That should be on a website. I can't download an erotic story app for my phone, and it shows up through the Apple plan. The whole family sees that dad's got this erotic story app.
That's... Exactly.
But if Craig was reading that, I would subscribe to that. Yeah. Have you signed up? Have you sent an audition tape?
I have not.
You should.
I don't think that's correct. I don't think so.
You can audition for us off the air.
Craig, there's a microphone and a paycheck.
Who knows if there's actually
when
a
do
paycheck
you say no?
Or just some dude.
Yeah.
That,
I'll get you later.
Yeah, find this guy. Listen to this guy read the sexy stories there, ladies.
That's the voice they might want to use, too.
This guy's got to go thrusting, still thrusting.
How many emails and Facebook messages and Twitter notes do we get that say Craig has the sexiest voice alive? And some
tons.
Of them are from chicks.
Some are
tons.
From chicks.
Right. All the time.
Fortunately, I don't see any of those. Mm-hmm. Another one of the sex and wellness trends.
Here's something Craig would say to turn people on.
Right in the throat of 2020, according to the staff at Kinkley. And that's more swinging, less taboo. Shared online swing communities should be making an appearance this year. I'm a bad, bad girl, and so are my girlfriends.
There you go.
With more technology and widespread use of the virtual reality, users can plug themselves into a fully immersive swing community to date and to have sex. Lick this.
Can we have some Gilbert Gottfried audio porn?
I'll get into it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get into it.
This is as couples keep exploring alternatives to the monogamous construct, they say. Destigmatizing open relationships with virtual reality. Oh, good sperm's all right. Will allow more people to talk about this option more transparently to consider if it's the right fit for them or not.
Yeah, we hear more and more about that. We discuss it from time to time, but long term, it still doesn't seem to work out.
Oh, the swinging?
Yeah. Well, the open relationship concept.
Therapeutic sex toys.
Nick mentioned earlier his wife's boyfriend. On the ring camera.
Expecting to see him any day now. Right.
Wipe your toast on me.
There you go.
That's hot.
That's the voice right there, Craig.
You could have a whole breakfast series of erotic stories.
Wipe your bagel on me.
The breakfast edition?
Yeah.
In the mouth. Craig's erotica, the breakfast edition.
Is that something you'd go for if she proposed that? We should have an open relationship?
No. I don't think so.
No, guys I know are too jealous for that, including myself. It would not work.
Yeah, but that would mean you would get some side action.
Doesn't matter.
Too.
It doesn't matter. Whatever side action I would get would be I would just be enormously bummed because my wife was having sex with somebody else. That's what it is. I could not get over the jealousy. No way.
Might it just be list of people I'm disappointed?
I could be one of those kind of guys that agree if the wife was in this women on the side, I'd have no problem with that. because that way you get some action too. But the guy thing, most I think there's a cuckold crowd. I get it. There's, you know, I knew a couple guys were into that crap. But, you know, I just could never do that.
But the cuckold crowd is different than
is
the
different.
Open relationship
crowd. They're just
crowd.
Watching some yeah. guy. I know.
Yeah, but isn't the cuckold thing? I don't really get the whole concept graphs there. Isn't that a lot of that based in humiliation?
No, yes, I don't think so.
I think so.
Or is it more voyeur?
I think it's both. It can be both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a... I think there's some things coming together there.
That's, I think that's a person-to-person determination.
You know, right? You know, some of these... You go out and you do your thing. I just don't want to hear about it. That was an arrangement. No, I want to hear all about it.
I usually have a little pecker. But not today.
I don't know if I would necessarily want to witness, but I want to hear all about it.
Well, that's on you. I'm not into that at all. Yeah,
That's more voyeur than cuckold, okay. I think.
That is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another sex and sexual wellness trend that is expected, therapeutic sex toys. Millennials, they say, and previous generations are starting to open up and appreciate the therapeutic role of sex toys. 5'9", apparently well endowed.
There you go.
One company has toys designed to help women recover from breast augmentation or cancer surgery, according to Tammy Rose, owner of Romantic Adventures.
Picture what a therapeutic sex toy would be.
Nor I.
Something yeah. that probably makes you feel good.
Specifically that.
Yeah.
I want to get that specific.
Yes. Nor I. But they mm-hmm. but they do exist, and if people need them, they can look into this. Mm. She loved the dildo more than me.
I don't even think we need Craig for... Actually, I could put all these things together, which I won't.
You could.
I mean, if all these together, it might get us in trouble. But just, you know, piecemeal, Craig is just saying all the sexual things right now.
You can put them together, create a story.
Yeah, I think we could probably do that. Yeah, yeah.
They also say that one of the top sex trends for 2020 will be female dominance. They say that they are constantly receiving emails from females. Wiener, wiener, wiener.
He made a rhyme there. Emails from females.
Not only saying that they're speaking up for the type of touch they want, but many of them are also taking the reins in the bedroom, hence the female dominance in the sex toy world. The pegging market continues to climb.
We haven't talked about pegging in a long time.
No, we haven't.
That market continues to climb, apparently, and they are also hearing more from lifestyle femdoms. Oops, I did my daddy's best friend. They say that they are also seeing more and more women getting into the professional field of pro-dom work.
Every time. Who's our pegging expert? What's her name again?
That was Mrs. Dick the Dominator.
Mrs. Dick. She hasn't called in a while.
They say that everybody's got a smartphone or a laptop these days.
Yeah, some guy would say, hey, hook me up. Yeah.
Self-employed cam work is an easy career for people to experiment with. Many women say they love this work. It allows them a safe outlet to make money while feeling their strength and power. What about these nuts?
Yeah, we didn't really know that was a thing until a few years ago. And there were a lot of guys who seemed into it.
A ton of guys.
We got a lot of correspondence
on that. Wanted to peg, man.
And reconnecting with your body, they say this year people are really going to get into touching themselves.
Well, but that's never stopped.
Well, that's just for us, though.
Okay.
Yeah. This isn't just for everyone.
Yeah, that is a tale.
People have always explored and enjoyed masturbation and self-pleasure, but they think this is the year that people really get into different, exciting, new ways to touch themselves and then talk about it.
But I got you pegged.
So that's just some of the top sex trends that we can expect, apparently, this year, 2020.
Yeah, they're so much different than every other year.
Well, you know? They are.
Oh, hang on. Our buddy Dick the Dominator is checking in.
Hey, Dick.
Hey. How you been?
Well, I thought I'd touch on the professional dominatrix.
Yeah, you know one. Yeah.
In this state here, there are certain legalities. So you can't have any sort of penetration with anyone because then it is considered prostitution. And
is that any orifice?
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to do something off the clock or off the books, that's between two consenting adults. But if you're paying for something during a session, you can't have intercourse.
So do you have to say, okay, session ends now, and then out loud and have sex after that, and it's legal then?
Yeah, sometimes from what people will do, they'll tip extra heavy, they'll talk to the dominatrix beforehand, and then it will just naturally migrate into that, so it gives them sort of a quasi-legal break, even though it isn't.
Well, now, will the doms stop beating you and then have regular sex with you, or will the sex always be, I'm going to step on your balls?
Most of the time, they will not have conventional sex with you.
Okay.
That takes away from their power role.
I realize that.
You would go to a regular escort.
I realize that.
Something like that.
What if the dom turns you on, but you like being beat once in a while, but you'd rather have regular sex after that?
Well, then you go to somebody else.
That beats you.
You go
anyway.
To regular sex. Okay.
You seem to have a lot of questions about this.
All of us think of doms is that video of that high heel on the sack. That's all I think about. I think of doms.
The escort thing, where they dance around it legally, is you're paying for their company, and anything that happens between two consenting adults after that is, whatever. It goes much the same as Dick just described that.
Well, it's just like going to a head shop and trying to buy a bong. You can't say the word bong. You have to use some other fancy term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Water pipe.
Can you give me a water pipe for a tobacco product, please?
Yeah.
Right. Or potpourri.
Yeah.
Grab my water pipe. That's what we have to say to a hooker, right?
Have a good day, gentlemen.
Right, thank you, Dick.
Thanks for calling.
See you soon.
Dick
Thanks.
Always checks in. He knows a lot. Still married to Mrs. Dick?
I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
All right. Oh, okay. I got the answer.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.